this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Connie's feeling left out here.
Maybe we should start over.
Besides, I'm dating someone else.
What's this all about?
Miss Morrow.
Yes. Oh, it's you.
Look, I think we've gotten off on the wrong foot, apart from the one in my mouth.
Jack? Jack, are you here?
Coming. Good morning, Whit. Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. We're here to pick up the paintings for the treasure room.
Oh, they're right over here. I have them boxed up for you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, is Joanne in today?
She's at an antiques fair.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. I have something to give you, Whit.
Oh?
A present.
A present?
Took me ages to find it, but I finally did. And I thought it would be appropriate to give it to you today.
Today? Huh. Well, okay, let's see what... Oh, Jack. Jack, I...
What is it? A book?
It's an original copy of The Allegory of Love, one of the first books that C.S. Lewis published.
Oh.
I got it through the Pasadena Library.
Really? Oh, my.
Okay, time out. Connie's feeling left out here. What's this all about?
Let's see, Well, a long time ago, something very special happened at the Pasadena Library. I met Jenny.
Jenny, your wife?
Mm-hmm.
You met at the library?
Yeah.
Talk about romantic.
Mm.
Okay, Jack, go ahead, sit down.
Hmm? Sit down?
Sit down, yes. I know there's a story here, and you two aren't going to leave until you tell it, so you may as well sit down. Go ahead.
I guess I will at that.
Well, now where should we start?
It really started, I think, when I invited you to a game between USC and UCLA.
No, Jack. It really started one day at the library. I was working for the Pasadena Public Library while attending the University of Southern California. One day, I was going into the library to hear someone speak.
Hold the elevator, please.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you here for one of the lectures upstairs?
Well, yes. Actually, I was going to see the lecture on, let's see here. Subject doesn't matter. I'm here to see Guinevere Morrow.
Really?
Yeah, well, after reading her columns in the school newspaper, we had to see her in person.
Do you like her writing that much?
Like it? Are you kidding? It's terrible.
Terrible?
Just awful.
Uh-huh.
My friends and I can't wait for each one to come out so we can make fun of it.
Oh.
Yeah, for one thing, her grammar is terrible. But her ideas are pretty wild, too. I wonder if she actually believes what she writes. In fact, you get the point.
Yes, I do.
I can't believe the paper publishes them. Have you read any?
A few.
Say, if you're not doing anything special, you should come in here. We can count how many times she stumbles through her words. It'll be a hoot.
A hoot, huh? I think I will come along. Which room is it?
Room 23, just down the hall. Here, walk with me.
Okay.
There are Landon and Nolan. I think they saved seats. Hello, guys. Has the woman of the hour shown up yet?
Not yet. Did you read her article yesterday?
Of course. Wouldn't miss it. C.S. Lewis, Analogies. What a title, huh?
Yeah. Did she ever actually get around to talking about any analogies?
I don't think so. Did you read it? What did you say your name was?
I didn't say, and yes, I read it.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad you could come and join us for our series of C.S. Lewis lectures. Our speaker today has given various talks on Lewis's work during her time here at the college. Would you join me in welcoming Guinevere Morrow?
Excuse me.
Hey, where are you going?
Hello, everyone. Like Dr. Strait said, I'm Guinevere Morrow, and I'm here to talk about The Allegory of Love by C.S. Lewis.
Wait a minute. The woman in the elevator was the speaker?
Yeah.
You really had to put your foot in your mouth, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. You can imagine what went through my mind the whole time she spoke. And to my great surprise, she was an excellent speaker.
Next month, I'll be giving a talk about Beyond Personality. Are there any other questions? All right, then. Thank you all for coming.
Miss Morrow? Miss Morrow?
Yes. Oh, it's you. So how many times did I stumble through my words? Did you count?
About that, I just wanted to say that I'm very sorry. I was way out of line to say those things.
Thank you for your perspective on my work. Now I think
I haven't made myself clear.
I think you made yourself perfectly clear. My opinions are so terrible that you and your friends make fun of me. In fact, I'm surprised you didn't walk out in the middle of my boring talk.
But that's just it. You weren't boring. You're a very good speaker.
But a terrible writer.
Well, I just think that if your writing was as good as your speaking, you would be incredible.
Uh-huh. And I suppose that you're a good writer?
Well, I've written a few things for the student magazine.
I read the student magazine. What have you written?
Well, I did an article last month called Of Men and of Angels.
You wrote that? You're John Whittaker?
Uh-huh.
That was an excellent piece. I think all of your articles have been excellent.
Look, I think we've gotten off on the wrong foot, apart from the one in my mouth. Maybe we should start over. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but my friends call me Whit.
I'm Guinevere Morrow. My friends call me Jenny. You can call me Guinevere.
Guinevere. Listen, if you're not doing anything right now, why don't we go downstairs to the coffee shop?
The coffee shop?
Sure. Maybe I could help you with your writing, and you could give me some pointers on public speaking. I've never been able to master that.
Okay, I suppose so. Couldn't hurt.
Let's go then.
Join hundreds of thousands of students who will share their faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day on October 1st. This event empowers Christian students of all ages to speak God's grace and truth into the culture around them, starting with two simple steps: bringing their Bibles to school and sharing what God's Word means to them. Sign up and be counted. Text the word Bible to 72,000 or visit bringyourbible.org. While school may look different this year, God's Word stands forever.
You got it right on the second try.
They sure did.
And we went down to the coffee shop, and before we knew it, 2 hours had gone by. She talked about public speaking, and I looked over her past essays. As we talked, though, our conversation drifted more and more into our personal lives.
So, you're majoring in philosophy.
And literature.
Really? Literature? I'm majoring in literature and education.
Are you studying to be a teacher, Guinevere?
Yes, an English teacher. I think it would be wonderful to show kids the joys of reading.
I love books, but I can't imagine being a teacher. I don't think I'd have the patience.
Then what are you going to do?
I thought of working in the library full time, but my real dream is to write books.
What kind of books?
All kinds. Novels for adults, children's stories, poetry.
That sounds wonderful.
We seem to like a lot of the same things.
Yes.
And, Guinevere, are you doing anything Friday night?
This Friday?
We could get together right here. You could bring a few more of your essays, and I could maybe...
I really can't come. I'm...
You're... what?
I'm dating someone else.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we finished our coffee in silence and headed our separate ways. And I went off to meet my good friend Jack Allen.
I was wondering how you fit into the story, Jack. I didn't realize you went to USC together.
Oh, we didn't. I went to UCLA. And even though we were close friends, Whit and I didn't get to see each other that often because we were both so busy. He worked at a library, and I had a job at a little auction house in Pasadena.
An auction house?
We sold art, furniture, antiques, you name it.
Okay, so Whit came rushing over to you because he'd met Jenny.
We were going to meet at the library just to spend the evening together and catch up on things. I invited Whit to a basketball game.
It was a baseball game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was basketball. Remember, it was the big game between UCLA and USC.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we met at the library, and I told him about my latest letter from Emily.
Who's Emily?
A friend of mine from back home who was my pen pal.
And it looks like she's going to graduate with honors.
I got the impression from her letters that she's a very intelligent girl. Apart from hanging around someone like you.
Yeah.
So, do you think your relationship will ever, you know...
I know what?
You know, go beyond friendship. I mean, it seems like you're closer to her than anyone.
We're close, but I don't think of her that way. Besides, I'm dating someone else.
You are? Well.
So, are you coming to the game? I'll introduce you to her.
Sure. I'll see you there.
So, that evening, Whit met me outside the stadium. However, when he got there, we were both in for a surprise.
Whit! Whit, over here!
There you are! So where's your date?
She's over... Oh, here she comes. Whit, I'd like you to meet Jenny. I think you've seen her at the Pasadena Library.
Hello again, John.
Jenny. Jenny.
Whoa, Jenny was dating Jack?
Yep, that's right.
So, you two are dating?
Uh-huh. She came into the auction house one day looking for a first edition of... What was it?
The Allegory of Love.
That's the one. She came in looking for that book. We didn't have it, but I promised I'd search for it. Then we started talking, and I showed her around the auction house, and...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the
contest. Oh, we should find our seats.
The University of Southern California and the University of California, Los Angeles.
We took our seats and watched the basketball game until...
Watched the basketball game, Whit?
Well, I...
You didn't watch the basketball game. You were too busy watching someone else.
Who?
Guess.
Well, Jenny, how long have you been giving talks on Lewis?
A few months. You asked me at the coffee shop.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, have you given any talks on anyone else's work?
Not yet. I'd like to.
So, Jack, have you read that book I gave you?
Now, which one?
The Everlasting Man.
By G.K. Chesterton?
Uh-huh.
I haven't really had time to read it yet.
Oh, Jack, you absolutely have to read that book. It's one of the best of its kind I've ever read.
I think so, too. Hey, did you know that C.S. Lewis read the book before he became a Christian?
No, really?
Yeah, in fact, in one of his books, he said that a young man
who wishes to remain a sound atheist cannot be too careful of his reading.
Yes, that's it.
Well, that's,
Have you read anything else by Chesterton? There's this wonderful book called The Man
Who was
Thursday.
Yeah, it's a fabulous book. I love the way Chesterton used a detective story to point out Christian truths.
Yeah.
Jenny, how has your writing for the newspaper been going? I read your last article. It was terrific.
Thank you, Jack. Actually, I wasn't completely pleased with that article. For one thing, my grammar ain't half good. Right, John?
Maybe you could get someone to help you with that.
Actually, John here was going to give me a few tips.
I was?
When mysteries come to Odyssey, Jones and Parker are on the case. From missing safe combinations to missing paint cans, Emily Jones and Matthew Parker use their sleuthing skills in 16 of their best cases from Clubhouse Magazine, all compiled into one fun-filled book for your child. Each story allows kids to deduce the facts, decode the clues, and ultimately determine the answer. It's a book that will have your second to sixth grader saying,
"It's elementary, my dear mother."
Adventures in Odyssey, Jones and Parker Case Files. 16 mysteries to solve yourself. Find out more at witsend.org. That's witsend.org.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a 2-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your 2-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kid's new favorite place.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Be able to guess where you're headed with this.
Jack and Jenny continued dating through the rest of that fall.
While Whit helped Jenny with her writing. Jenny's articles kept improving, and she even won an award for one of the best essays in the newspaper.
And Jenny helped me with my public speaking skills. In fact, one day she finally convinced me to be part of a public debate on the nature of man. It took some convincing, but I reluctantly agreed. The day of the debate came, and Jenny came to watch me. The debate went pretty well.
Pretty well. Jenny told me later, you got a standing ovation.
Oh, well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You're all very kind.
John.
Jenny.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks, but you're the one who's really responsible for this. I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, it wasn't my doing. I just helped you find the talent that you already had.
Beautiful evening.
Yes, it is.
Jack told me about your award for the newspaper. Congratulations.
No, thanks for all your help with that, John.
So, I guess we've accomplished our goal. You become a better writer, and I become a better speaker.
Yes, I guess so. I
guess we don't need to meet anymore, then.
No, I guess not.
I'd better be going then.
Yeah, I should go too.
Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah, see you later.
Jenny?
Whit, I have something to ask you.
All right.
I have a problem.
Oh?
It's about Jack.
Jack?
It's like this. I've enjoyed my time with Jack. He's such a gentleman, and I think he's a great friend, but I...
But what?
But I don't feel... I mean, I don't think I... I don't know what I'm saying.
Jack's a great guy. Maybe you need to give him some more time.
I don't think so. I love him as a friend, but I don't... love him. Besides, there's another problem.
Oh?
I think I'm in love with someone else.
Oh.
I want to tell Jack, but I don't want to hurt him.
Well, of course not.
But it will only hurt him more later if I'm not honest with him now.
Now?
We're having dinner together tonight.
Jenny, I don't know what to say. Please be kind.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Let me get your chair for you, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. But,
But what?
I need to talk to you about us. The future of our relationship, I mean.
Really? What a coincidence. That's what I wanted to talk to you about tonight.
Oh?
Yes, but, well, this is awkward. You're so good with words, and I can never seem to say what... What I mean is... Oh, never mind, I'll just read it.
Read it? Read what?
It's embarrassing, but this is a letter I wrote to Emily.
Emily? I'm confused.
It'll make sense in a minute. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Jack?
No, please. Let me do this before I lose my nerve. Dear Emily. We'll skip all that. Here. I'm having dinner with Jenny tonight, and I've decided it's time to tell her the truth. It's been a struggle for me, as you know. I'm so awkward and clumsy, but I don't know how to go about it. How do I tell her that I've never been happier than I've been with her over the last few months? How do I say that I think she's the most kind and caring person I've ever known? What words are there to communicate that I'm grateful for her friendship, her attention, and her advice. How can I say that I love the way she puts her hand over her mouth and giggles when she's trying not to laugh out loud? Or how I love the way she lifts her head toward the sun the instant she steps outside? Or how I love the way she rests her chin on the back of her hand when she's concentrating? Or how I love her? Because I do love her, Emily. More than I ever thought I could love anyone. And that's it.
Jack, I don't know what to say.
I've embarrassed you. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. I'm just so surprised.
I understand. You don't have to say anything. I only want to let you know how I feel.
Yes, thank you.
Shall I call the waiter over? We should order.
Yes, please.
Wow, how wonderful and awful. You really didn't know how she felt?
No. No, I think I hoped beyond hope that she felt the same way I felt. Anyway, next day I went to see Whit at the library to tell him the good news.
Whit! Whit!
Oh, boy. Jack, what is it?
Oh, Whit, I have to talk to you.
What about?
I took Jenny out to dinner last night.
And?
I told her how I feel about her. Well, I didn't actually tell her. I sort of read it to her from a letter to Emily.
And?
And she was speechless.
Oh, you mean she didn't say anything at all?
No, I think I caught her off guard and she didn't know how to react. But I told her I loved her, Whit. Isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah. Positively unbelievable.
Stop there. I want to find out how this is going to turn out. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to do what we always do in a case like this. Keep listening. Meanwhile, if you have any ideas about what you think will happen next, why don't you write and tell us? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Triangle. That address once again is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Oh, and be sure to visit our webpage at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Triangle was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen, and our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
And now, here's another edition of Mr. How to Do It with Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings, salutations, and a prodigious welcome to all. I'm Eugene, Mr. How-To, Meltzner, and this is my assistant, facilitator, and proverbial sounding board. You all know her and love her, Miss Constance Kendall.
Hi, Eugene.
That's Mr. How-To. Today's topic is domestic tectonics, towards a practical and workable theory of devising and rapidly fabricating secure and durable familial abodes.
How to build a house, really fast.
Miss Kendall, what would you tell our friends out there if they asked you the first steps on building a house?
Well, I guess I'd tell them to start with a solid foundation, a big rock or a slab of cement or something.
Quaint and picturesque notions, but hardly up to current standards of time efficiency. Now, if you'll just step with me through Mr. How-To's door to the world of practical know-how, you'll see at once that I have already selected a most advantageous site for our project.
A dry riverbed?
A wadi, to be precise.
But the ground is all sand.
Thus, making it easily workable. See how it yields readily to the ministrations of my power post-hole digger?
Eugene.
Once the holes have been dug, I merely insert corner posts. Add framing, joists, and rafters.
Mr. How-To, do you hear that?
Pop on the roof.
Eugene, there's a flood coming!
And presto! fast and flawless handiwork, if I do say so myself.
It looks like Mr. How-To is experiencing some technical difficulties. Just remember, whether it's a house or your life, it's always best to build it on a solid foundation. For Mr. How-To, I'm Connie Kendall. Eugene, are you all right?
Throw me a lifesaver! No, a cherry one!